Good morning. Welcome to the Blacklands Cafe. I'm John Mark Dempsey. Have a cup of coffee on the house. It's Wednesday, July 2nd. Sharing a table with us in the cafe this morning, Harold Banner and Commerce Journal editor Caleb Slinkert. Birthdays, the first African-American to serve on the U.S. Supreme Court, Thurgood Marshall, born this day in 1908. In the 1950s, Mike Wallace interviewed Thurgood Marshall on the subject of integration of public schools.
I recognize it is a tough problem. It's a problem that at times would seem to the average Southern white man as being insoluble. I recognize it, and I, for one, would do everything in my power, and so would the NAACP, to work it out in a way that would be satisfactory to both sides concerned.
Civil rights icon Medgar Evers, born this day in 1925. King Richard Petty, the NASCAR great, 77 today. This day in history, quite a day indeed. July 2nd, 1937, female aviator Amelia Earhart disappears over the Pacific while attempting an around-the-world equatorial flight.
Only a short time ago, Amelia Earhart checked over every detail of her $80,000 flying laboratory in preparation for her round-the-world flight. Then to a waiting world came news of disaster as the plane failed to reach tiny Howland Island in mid-Pacific. A British freighter, the Coast Guard, and the Navy sped to the search.
In 1964, President Lyndon Johnson signs the Civil Rights Act of 1964.
Let us hasten that day when our unmeasured strength and our unbounded spirit will be free to do the great works ordained for this nation by the just and wise God, who is the Father of us all. Thank you and good night.
July 2nd, 1776, the Continental Congress actually passes the Declaration of Independence. It was not announced until 2 days later, the 4th. In 1881, President James A. Garfield is assassinated in the Washington, D.C. railway station. In 1962, the first Walmart opens in Rogers, Arkansas. Number one on the charts this day in 1962, everybody just keep your clothes on, it's David Rose and the Stripper. On the KETR events calendar, Thursday night in Paris, the Paris Municipal Band provides the music for the city's annual Independence Day fireworks show at the Paris High School Football Stadium on Farm Road 1507, also known as Jefferson Road. The event begins at 7:30 with fireworks around 9:30. The Paris 4th of July celebration, Thursday night at the Paris High School Football Stadium. And for more information, see events at KETR.org. And our thought for the day is from Thurgood Marshall, born this day in 1908. In recognizing the humanity of our fellow beings, we pay ourselves the highest tribute. Our guest in the cafe this morning is the editor of the Herald Banner and the Commerce Journal, Caleb Slinkert. Good morning.
Good morning.
Caleb saw a story in the Herald Banner recently. I'm sure a lot of people were excited to see, and that is that several new restaurants are getting ready to open up in Greenville.
Absolutely. We don't have specific dates on them yet, but it won't be long before Greenville residents and Hunt County residents can enjoy Cotton Patch Cafe, which is there off of the service road off of I-30 near Chick-fil-A and Starbucks. So that's a pretty popular location. And then for guys like me who work downtown, we're excited about Ain't Just Pie, about that location opening up. That's kind of, they're making some progress. Some weeks are better than others, but they're working hard on it. And then McDonald's has broken new ground for their new location, which is just next door to where they are. Mm-hmm. And then Golden Chicken, Burger King are a little further along, further away from being open, but you know, they're all putting in work. So
now the Cotton Patch Cafe is, correct me if I'm wrong, but similar in terms of the menu to Black Eyed Pea, Cracker Barrel, that country cooking, southern cooking kind of thing.
Exactly. Yeah, that's exactly kind of what they do. And Black Eyed Peas, I think, is a really good comparison to what they bring, and I think there's a lot of people in Greenville that are excited for a restaurant of that kind.
Now, I'm really intrigued by the little Ain't Just Pies project downtown. One, because it's downtown.
Absolutely.
But they're going into an old building there on the Market Square, which I think was a sort of a coffee shop, diner for many, many years. It's been vacant for as long as I can remember.
Oh, yeah.
But renovating that building.
Renovating and expanding on it, which is, I think, what's kind of causing, you know, some of the, which is, you know, obviously going to be a lot of work. You know, you're renovating an older building that hasn't been used in a while and you're adding on to it. But to see someone put in that kind of commitment and time and work into a building downtown, that's always refreshing. We love to see new growth there.
Yeah. And the folks that run that, they already have a business, do they not, in Lone Oak? It's called Just Pies.
Absolutely. Just Pies is in Lone Oak, so that it's not a brand new outfit. They kind of know what they're doing, so we're excited to see them come in.
And from all accounts, pretty darn good pies.
Yes. I'm excited to try it.
So we're looking forward to that. We're talking with the editor of the Herald Banner and the Commerce Journal, Caleb Slinkard. Now, we just recently had groundbreaking for the new Hunt Memorial Hospital District. What I call emergency care facility in Commerce.
So yeah, the name of that facility is actually going to be the Hunt Regional Emergency Medical Center at Commerce.
Okay.
And, of course, that's located between Whitley Residence Hall and President's House on Highway 24. And you're right, they just broke ground the other day on it. It's going to take them until about next April to get that facility completed. And obviously, when it is completed, that'll be a huge upgrade for the area and for Commerce.
It's going to be in a very good location. And I think one of the problems with the present facility, the existing facility, is people don't know where it is. It's hard to find.
It really is. And unless for some reason you're familiar with that Sterling Heart area of Commerce, you would have no idea where to go. And in fact, one of the only reasons I know where it is because I used to live on Sterling Heart. So I knew exactly where it was. But you're right, especially for the college students. You know, if you're a college student, a lot of times you don't really know Commerce itself that well. And so having a facility right there on the highway is a great idea. And then obviously you have easy access if they need to be transported to Greenville, or if you've got somebody from the, you know, surrounding area coming in for emergency services.
So. Yeah. So that is going to be specifically emergency care, not overnight stay. Perhaps an overnight stay if somebody comes in at midnight or something.
Yeah, it's an emergency and outpatient facility. It won't have inpatient capabilities. So it's a little different from the current one. And kind of the impetus for it is to help relieve the pressure off of the facility located in Greenville in the emergency room there.
Yeah, I can imagine what that must be like on a weekend. And then so the old facility there on Sterling Heart will be going away, basically.
Absolutely. The inpatient services will be shut down about 30 days before the new facility opens, and then obviously the emergency services will stay open until, you know, they do that switch over. And then the building itself, hospital board, it's up to the hospital board to decide kind of what they want to do with that.
Mm-hmm. Well, now, we just have a few moments left, but you said there's a little bit of movement in this investigation of possible illegal dumping in the area. What is it, south of Greenville?
Yeah, absolutely. It's south of Greenville on I-30 on the eastbound side. Not a ton of movement, but from our understanding, there have been some grand jury subpoenas sent out and received, and the investigation's about 80-85% complete.
Of course, the concern is that any kind of illegal dumping not affect the water supply to Greenville and Hunt County.
Absolutely. And from the testing that they've done and from things we've received from the Sabine River Authority, who monitor Lake Tewakanee, that didn't happen. So we were lucky there.
All right. Well, Caleb Slinkard, thanks for having a cup of coffee with us this morning.
Always a pleasure.
Caleb is the editor of the Herald Banner and the Commerce Journal, and you're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station 88.9 KETR.